wondering how parenthood would change me. One difference I notice is that I pay more attention to how wonderful and fragile the world systems are. One of the first things that people notice about a baby is how easy it would be to damage them. Their skulls don't even cover their brains all the way. When we first lived with a set of new parents, on day 7, the mother announced with awe, "We kept him alive for a whole week." I know that child mortality is only 0.7% in the US, but if I didn't know that, I'd assume I had something like a 60% chance of keeping each child alive. The more you think about their tiny organs, all the moving parts, the more miraculous it seems that it all more or less works. Then as they get older, you have to decide how much to communicate with them about risk. Mostly, we don't tell them about dangers except those that are so accessible to children, like streets, stairs, and poking their eyes out, that we need the child's help to avoid them. Lily gets very concerned about some of these, so we try to tell her only about what she needs to know. And yet she picks up on it. About a year ago, I asked Lily to keep an eye on her younger sister while I went to get something from the basement. When I got back after a 2-minute absence, Lily updated me. "I kept an eye on Anna, and she did not die." She knew my fear. But I noticed the flip side, too. Part of educating children about the world is teaching them about how good things can be, how complex and wonderful the world is. All these things that just felt like background suddenly stand out to me now that I'm teaching the kids about them. When I explain something like how the lights in our house work, I'm amazed by how complicated it is, from the power plant to the electrical grid to the wires in our walls. It's easy not to notice unless you've lived in a place where the electricity doesn't reliably work. Stores are amazing. These vast supply chains bring us stuff from all over the world, and now they bring it right to our house. Clothes. Making clothes used to take a huge portion of women's time, and now we can just buy them. Heating. Basically, everyone has been cold all winter forever, and now we can just tell our thermostat how warm we want the building to be. As a parent, you're presenting the functionality of the world to your child. "Hear the siren, there goes the fire truck to help someone." But at the same time, you're also scanning the world for danger and dysfunction in a new way. You suddenly realize how easy it would be for your house to burn down. And I still think about the brokenness of the systems. What kind of life did the garment workers have? What invisible things happened to bring us those things from those stores? Who does not have the ability to just get the things that they need? Brokenness and chaos is the natural state of the world. It's only by the collective effort of billions of people over many thousands of years that things are this good. Civilization is imperfect and fragile. Growing up in nice neighborhoods and a nice country, you can miss this. But even here, anywhere we are, one of our chief tasks is to protect against chaos and destruction, to make the world as safe as we want our children to believe that it is. Another task is to enjoy the beauty of the world while we have it, but that rests on doing a pretty good job at the first task.